All right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Two Queens and Crystal Things.
Welcome.
The podcast where we are on some manifest your life, shift your mind, and raise the consciousness type of shit. Mm-hmm. I am Mia.
And I am Christy. And you can consider us your spiritual girlfriends for, you know, we'll see how long we're going to talk. So, the last episode, we talked about the different healing and divination tools that have been helpful for us personally on our journey. Some of them we still keep to this day, and then some of them have just been like, oh, you know, I'm in a different space, so I don't necessarily need that anymore. But I hope you found this episode very helpful. Again, I just want to reiterate, if you want your Akashic record read, see Mia. And you can always see us both for Reiki sessions. Don't forget. But that was last week's episode. So Mia, what are we doing today? What are we going to talk about?
Okay, you guys. So I know y'all feeling it. I'm just going to say
can
that.
You feel it? Boom, boom.
And everybody who's feeling it knows exactly what the heck I'm talking about. Like, what is happening in a collective, and what is happening with us individually. We're talking about cycles closing and beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
With that, how it's affecting us, what that means for us, the opportunity that is being presented to us by our higher selves, the path that we want to take. I don't think y'all understand. This is a very pivotal time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to have this conversation.
Yep.
Live. Meaning as it's happening, as opposed to saying, so last month, guys, we are like in the thick of it. So
yes.
Hopefully this will be something that will, help our queens and queens out there. Something will resonate mm-hmm. as they navigate through their journey.
So when you talk about cycles coming to a close, I really feel like a cycle is coming to a close. Like I feel it, and I don't even know how to put it into words.
Well, come on, friend.
And I know, the last couple years have been more challenging for you.
For this last 2 years of this 15-year cycle, baby. But we're gonna get there.
But the last 2 years have been, there has been this tension. That's the only way that I can explain it. There's been this tension that I've just kind of been working through. But I also, right now, I feel like the tension has released. And I can breathe. I feel like I'm able to breathe a little bit more. More air can come through my lungs. Whereas before I was restricted.
I have been struggling with a little bit trying to figure out what to call this temporary moment.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think back, the last 2 years specifically have truly been, I think, integration. Like I really feel like I feel like, you know, right after the butterfly, because we love to use this butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Right after the butterfly comes out, and it's been struggling to kind of sit there for a minute and figure out, okay, so wait, this wing goes up. Okay. I kind of feel like I've been doing that for some time. This is over. It's time for me to get up off this leaf.
Yeah.
And I feel
I can see that.
Stronger. When I say these, you guys, almost everybody that I talk to. I'm not trying to be dramatic because I can be, but I'm not right now. Almost everybody that I know is experiencing some type of closure. They're experiencing they've been presented with themselves, like, which one of these do you want to be? And you know, you would think this is easy, especially when someone's been working to,
mm-hmm.
to, for lack of better words, better themselves. But I would say evolve is probably better. But, and it's not an easy decision. And it manifests itself in cutting off, you know, friends or relationships, or really just saying, yeah, I don't, like no longer doing things that don't feel good for you. Baby, when I say a lot of people I know have been boundaries and people who were, what are boundaries? Mm-hmm. That includes me.
See, I know people who have been...
I've been putting up some boundaries, like...
I know people whose relationships have been coming, like, ending.
Yes.
I've known several people where relationships are just like, it's over, that's it. Cycle is done, it is time for you to move to the next chapter.
Do you know any people who have gotten back together?
No.
Girl, I know some bend the corner type of folks out here.
It's been...
What? It has been some round...
Really?
Yes. It's really...
So do you think they're getting back together again because they needed to separate to be able to grow apart?
Yes.
And then come back together?
Yes.
Okay.
For the people that I'm thinking of,
okay,
who are in a certain part in their journey, it's been like, wait a minute. Okay, I'm ready now. I mean, and the way they, with each other, kind of come together, and it's... And you know, the other thing that's happening, you guys, is like people are really starting to see themselves.
Yes.
And really understand. Like, I feel like I'm starting to get big picture a little bit more. Like, the pieces are coming together. It feels good. It feels, you know, like, oh, okay, so I'm not crazy.
Not
today.
What
about you? How are you feeling?
You know, I mean, like I was saying before, I really feel like I can breathe. You know when you've you know when you've been holding your breath for a long time?
Yes.
And then you can finally exhale?
Yes.
I feel like I'm at that stage where I can finally exhale. Mm. And so because it's interesting, because I know that I'm entering into this new season and I don't know what to expect, I'm meeting with the shaman to do another ceremony. And then I'm meeting with this practitioner.
Are you talking about, who are you talking about?
Connor.
Okay.
Yes,
that's what
Connor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm meeting with him, and then I'm meeting with this energy person that Maria forwarded me to. She referred me to.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's like I just need to...
Cleanse.
I need to cleanse. I need to purge. I need to let some things go. And even I want to go in deep. Because I want to make sure, like, there may be some areas that I'm not necessarily recognizing or I'm aware of. So, yeah.
Okay.
February is, this is the month where I'm doing all that stuff.
Oh, and, okay, wait, we have a lot to kind of cover today. Do you think, Christy, okay, I feel like, everyone's on a journey, whether or not you acknowledge or are aware of it or not. You are on your own journey.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's at different places in their journey. What I do feel from a collective place, and this is when I did, and I have done like a kind of Akashic Record collective reading, just because I want it to be new.
Are you going to do that today?
I already did it.
Okay.
So I'm going to share. remember, we talked about that 15-year cycle, and I'm sure we've talked about it before, but... There's a lot of us who have been on a 15-year cycle, and I've seen a lot of people in astrology talk about people who are in cardinal signs have been on a 15-year cycle.
Yeah.
So that's me, you.
Yep.
That's Cancer, Aries, Libra, Capricorn. My sun and rising is cardinal. So I've been having a ball, y'all. But I also think it's the beginning of a brand new cycle for some people.
15 years.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
When I think back,
now
I got...
Now that I think back to
yeah,
that...
Yeah, go ahead. Come on. Come on, do the math.
Wow.
Yeah. So 2024 minus 15 is 2000. So what were you doing around 2008, 2009? Mm-hmm.
That's when I got remarried.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's
why. That's why I was just like, and I wasn't gonna say anything. I'm like, maybe she'll ask, and I'm just like,
I was just looking at you like,
Yeah, no, that's when I got married.
So, but let's look at the big. Okay, so now that 15 years has passed, we have an opportunity to kind of step back and look at that 15-year cycle. Think about how much you've grown.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
When I think about these last 15 years, it's actually a little funny to me because never in a million years. And even in the process, I don't think if I ever had an expectation of what the journey was, I have obliterated every expectation that I ever had. I thought I knew. Yeah. However, I have absolutely no regrets. I'm very excited about the next cycle because I'm going in with full trust. If I made it through this, and there's a couple other things I had a friend remind me, like, girl, please, do you know who you are? Reminding me a couple things. I'm like, wait a ding dang minute. But when you, when I think about that, going into a next cycle is not scary. So when you talk about you don't necessarily know, I'm at the point where I'm so excited about not knowing because I know exactly what it is. Yeah. I don't need to know how.
Well, yeah, and now my perception is completely different.
I believe in divine timing like a mug, yeah.
Before, I used to be very afraid about not knowing what was on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm excited. And now that I know that this is a cycle that's coming to a close, I know that what's happening on the other side is going to be nothing but good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like this is the, like, harvest. All the seeds that you planted the last 15 years, this is the time where you're going to be harvesting everything that you've planted, everything you've sowed.
And remember on our numerology episode, we talked about 2024 being an 8th year, which is a year of karma. And I say this often to remind people, because when people hear, you know, karma, they think it's something bad. So let me remind our people out there, karma is only a bitch if you are.
Wait,
karma's just returning.
You might need to say that again.
Okay. Karma is only a bitch if you are. Like, you know, karma's a bitch. Yeah, if you are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are, you know, peach pie, karma is peach pie.
Ooh.
But, you know, hey, you know, little peach cobbler.
Thank you.
That sounds delicious.
I know.
My peach cobbler mm-hmm. would be nice right by now. So, anyway. Wait. Can we talk about this deliciousness that we're drinking here?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. So
it's Black History Month, y'all. Happy Black History Month. And
yes, happy Black History Month. And we are proud to have our wine sponsor for today's episode from Love Corkscrew. This is a Pinot Grigio. And it's quite delicious. I'm not a huge white wine fan. Mia knows this because I'm a red drinker at heart. But this Pinot is actually not bad at all. It's really good. It goes very well with seafood.
I would say it's
wine,
to me,
cheese,
it's
meat.
It's very drinkable.
Yeah. And it's not too dry.
Yep. It's drinkable. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
But it's I can feel a little buzz too. But the this is owned by a black woman.
Fellow Chicagoan, local.
From Chicago, you guys. Come on now. What's my sister's name?
I believe it's LaShawn.
Delicious. No. Love Corkscrew. Good times, good friends. I mean, come on, y'all. Y'all know that's exactly what we need a nice glass of wine for.
But it's good. And you can even pick up hints of apple, pear. It is definitely...
It's a vibe. I'm not, you know... And I like it because I'm not a sweet wine drinker. I like a little kickback. She's a super cute young lady,
and
too.
And I'm sorry, it's Krishan.
She's super
Krishan
cute.
Lampley.
Miss Krishan, Queen Krishan Lampley.
Queen Krishan, thank you.
Cheers, baby. Thank you. This is absolutely delicious. We celebrate you.
Yes.
All right. We almost fucked up. Cheers. Girl, I ain't 7 years bad luck for my ass. You got me.
We're not trying to go to it. We're just now coming out.
Did we not just talk about new
We're not trying to go back in. Right. We're not trying to go back in.
So let's talk about some of the things energetically that are happening that are adding to this change, this shift.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you.
Oh my God, we just had the 2-2 port. Okay, go ahead. It's, okay, come on.
Okay, so Pluto is an Aquarius. So for those of you who are into astrology, I'm not a huge person on astrology, and I don't know a whole bunch. But apparently, Pluto is an Aquarius. And so this will affect change for the next 20 years. And basically, it's going to anchor in Aquarian energies, which is of liberation, equality, individuality, and community firmly. And Pluto, it's the planet of transformation. It's the planet of endings and rebirth, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Aquarius, Aquarian, it's a utopian sign. And so they're always looking at this should be the perfect or the, you know, the template. But so when Pluto's, and this is something I didn't realize either. So when Pluto changes signs, it changes the energy of the world that we are living in.
And because so, Pluto has their cycle, you know, planets have a cycle, mm-hmm. when they come around to, you know, where they began. And if I have it right, Pluto is over 200 something years. Mm-hmm. So for it to be returning to this place, it's a big deal. And let me say this. Watch what's happening in the United States of America, where we live, you guys. The United States, if we look at the birth chart of the United States, using 1776, July 4th, 1776 as the date, the United States is having its Pluto return. And what would you say Pluto stands for? It is transformation,
endings, and rebirth.
It helps us, and it's entering into Aquarius, which is where we develop that bigger vision. So specifically with the United States, do you guys see what is happening? Our society is transforming the way we do, think, our jobs, everything. We are in transformation mode. Now, I'm not saying that it's all because of Pluto. What I'm saying is energetically, astrologically, what we're seeing happening in the United States, specifically with all the weather stuff, y'all, it's in the stars. Like, it very much so lines up with what's happening in the stars. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Think about it, too. It doesn't just stop here with the United States. This is also, you can see it globally.
Yes.
You can see it in the entertainment biz, like in the entertainment world. You see, like, this transformation and this, like, the ending of certain cycles. It's apparent almost everywhere that you look.
And then, seriously, we're going to make this very tangible and easy. Pluto going into Aquarius. You remember, Aquarius is futuristic, technological advances. I want you guys to think about AI.
Yep.
How it's changing, significantly changing so many industries. It's changing education. It's changing the way that we live our daily lives. What are the glasses that iTunes just came out with? Somebody, y'all know.
Okay. Those VR glasses?
Yes. They just, okay, anyway. Apple came out with the new VR glasses, and you already see people walking down the street. You know, you can pull up your emails.
That's
like the
what
Iron
that
Man.
Is. Oh,
yes,
I just can't think of the name. Okay.
Of what they're called. Apple Vision. Thank you, Touche. I appreciate
Touche.
Apple Vision. So I have been seeing a couple of people, like videos of people walking around.
Me too. Sitting on the train.
It looks like, you guys, how can I say this and not sound cuckoo?
Futuristic.
It looks like we've seen it before, but it's new. You know what I mean? So we are in a space where we are transforming and changing just this matrix that we live in. So even if you aren't aware of the journey that you're on and being intentional in your steps, your life is transforming and it's affecting you individually. Now, for those of us who are intentional and aware of what we're doing in our lives and wanting and making sure that we're the creator of it, we feel it quite a bit. quite.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
It can be a little doozy at times, you know.
A little doozy.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait, you guys, upcoming new moon on the 10th.
Yeah. It's bringing in the Chinese New Year.
Okay, so it's the year of the dragon, correct?
The wood dragon.
Yes. The year of the dragon. That made me very happy because you know what next year is then. The snake. Y'all remember that dance when we was kids?
I remember that.
Okay, look. Y'all 80s babies need to stop acting like y'all wasn't snaking at the grown folks party. Come down here to the basement. Mimi, show them that dance.
Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that snake.
Don't front. You know I got you open. Okay, I'm on one today. Y'all help me, please. Please help me.
I feel like in so many different areas, like we talked about, you know, astrologically.
Mm-hmm. Wait, finish the dragon year. I'm wondering what that means. Okay. So the February 10th is the new moon. It ushers in the Chinese New Year. And they celebrate their new year is a lunar new year. You know, it's based on a lunar new year. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? What does a Chinese year of the dragon mean? Just think about what a dragon in folklore signifies, okay? Mm-hmm. It is, nothing can stop the dragon. The dragon is, this is how I see it, this is just how I'm going to go for it. The dragon is inevitable. And in every fairy tale or folklore tale, in order to get to the next stage in life, to get to that beautiful place, what has to happen?
You have to slay the dragon.
Come on, Jim. Yeah. Like, I mean, come. What you want me to do? It's just sitting there. Thank you for the alley-oop, dragon.
I know. So the wood dragon, it's all air energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things, like, when I saw that, I was like, ooh, okay. So it's gonna bring in this new energy shift, bringing in expansion, our expansion of our worldview, and the wood dragon is also a symbol of resilience, of vision, and benevolent power.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about a dragon, especially the dragons that I've worked with energetically, they're there for protection. They're there to aid.
Interesting.
And the wood part of the dragon, it's associated with spring, which is, you know, symbolizes renewal and rebirth and growth. So this is honestly,
I really do like the analogy of having to slay your proverbial, your personal dragon to move to the next step within yourself for the evolution of self. And it's so interesting. So when you said the dragon is all about air, I think about...
Well, think about it.
You know, I really think dragons are basically just, you know, I love me some snakes. Snakes with wings. So how do I not love the dragon? and next year's year of the snakes, I wonder if, as we're going through this process, does that mean that we become more grounded? So we'll see. But anyway, so right now, this, again...
Which is also, it makes sense too. Like, I feel like this is the year they were saying, you know, I've read that this is the year to manifest anything that you want. Now is the time to do it. It's just like the opportunity is there for you. All you have to do is just take the shot. Thank you.
Shoot your shot.
Thank you. And then I feel like, you know, when you're grounded, you're more like settled and, you know, in it. But I don't know. I feel like this is a transitional.
I think this is also
time.
Wait. Oh, and another way to equate this again, we want to make. I think it's important, and I know Christy feels the same way, that we don't talk about these concepts so that they are difficult for people to understand. This is all about how can you make this energy work for you. And every time someone has to slay the dragon, what happens? They're scared as hell. They don't want to do it. Nobody wants to slay the dragon. They're afraid of it. And what ends up, what?
No, Becoming Allison said she was born in the year of the snake.
Hey, girl. my snake queen. I'm talking about that later. Can't wait for the year of the snake. But with the dragon, there's a fear in that. So when if you look at the dragon like your shadow work, just as an example. It's something that I know I have to slay this dragon in order to get, again, we're talking using the fairy tale analogy, in order to get the love of my life or whatever. But girl, y'all know what I'm saying, okay?
In order to level up.
In order to level up.
Slay that dragon.
But there is some fear there. So I look at it like shadow work. That I look at it like facing that mirror. I have to face this mirror if I want to level up. So long story short, y'all, do it scared. Like, just shoot the shot. Who cares? Just do it. Just freaking do it. Because who are you? You are not betraying anybody but yourself if you don't move forward and slay your own dragon.
There you go.
Like, y'all, for, like, dead ass. If you want to stay where you are, if you want to stay put, if you want to stay in the energy level that you are currently in, then go ahead, baby.
Because guess what? We all have a choice.
All we're saying is... You can choose any time, but at this moment in time, it's magical. It's magic in the air.
You might as well just go ahead and do it.
Baby, when I say, you know, it's literally like a unicorn pooted transformation glitter all over the fucking, y'all, come on, grab some. Ride this rainbow with me.
Yeah, it's like riding that wave. You know, it's the momentum of the energy that you want to ride of this year. I think that's the thing that we want to make sure that we are taking advantage of and utilizing for our own benefit is the momentum. There's this shift of energy that we can just, again, I'm thinking about a wave. Ride the wave.
Because there's so many of us that are doing it together. And the other thing that makes me so excited about this time is it feels good to know and understand that there are so many people who are willing to slay their dragon. That even if it's new to them, that so many people are willing to wake up to who and what it is that they are. And it can be a little scary. So they're like this, having a tribe where you don't feel like the oddball out, more and more, those of us who are, I don't want to say coming first, let's just say, you know, kind of pushing the wave along, there's more of us pushing the wave along. It's not just a couple of people.
Oh, absolutely.
There's so many of us, like, and we're locked. Like, come on, y'all, we pushing this wave along. Y'all, jump on. I mean, I love it.
Yeah. I will say that more... And I feel like we talked about this the last episode. It seems like more and more people are awakening up to their divine selves.
Absolutely.
And even people that I never even expected.
Come on.
You know, family members, I'm not going to say, but, you know, family members that I would have never expected I would be buying Oracle cards for their birthday. You know, like I just... Or you're like, hey, can you show me how to use them?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, yes, I can.
Like, say less. Come on. I get excited.
I'm like, when are we going to get together?
Like, are you for real? Okay.
But I would have never in a million years thought.
But you know what? I think as you become more open to who and what it is that you came here to do.
The pebble effect.
You've accepted. So people accept. Mm-hmm. I've accepted. So more people are saying, having conversations with me. I'm like, oh, shoot. Wait, what you been on? I know I haven't said anything because I didn't think anybody. Like, dude, okay, you are on one. And it feels so good because then you have more people to commiserate with and kind of help me through this, walk me through this. You know, we are not here alone for a reason. Everything that we are and that we're doing, and even in this matrix, you guys, it is intentional and purposeful.
And I want to reiterate something you said. Well, Jill said tribes are so important, and they absolutely are. But you said as you begin to evolve and grow, you are also shifting other people energetically around you to do the same. And I think that's another thing why it's so important for us to do the work. And for us to be willing to work on ourselves, because as we become aware of who we are, we help to shift other people to awaken to themselves too. So it's like this, you know, this domino effect.
Oh, wait. You know the other thing I want to talk about. So, what? Again, there are no planets in retrograde right now.
Yes!
Yeah, ooh. I swear it's...
None. Yeah, zero.
No. Come on, keep it a buck.
Zero.
No, for real, keep it a buck. I swear to you, it was like everything was in retrograde. What the hell was happening?
Last year it seemed like it was in retrograde, like every other, like another, and, oh, another
and
month.
And another one.
So, yeah, known zero until April.
Alex, can you hand me my phone chargers in my bag? My phone.
Zero planets were in retrograde until April. And so I think first I want to share, like, what is it about retrogrades that is important for us to know? So when planets go into retrograde, so basically retrograde means that it appears from us, from our perception on Earth, that the planets are moving in reverse. And so the astrological impact of this is that astrologically it's also similarly happening where you know, their things feel retroactive. And so it pushes
your energy
us.
Is bending a block.
Yes.
Your energy's coming back around.
You might revisit some previous storylines.
Wait, so you know how your energy's spinning the block. Like, let me just see real quick. Is she
let me
really
just go
about
one,
this life
let me,
she's
let me
talking
turn
about?
One
let
more
me
time.
See something. You know how when Mercury is in retrograde, everybody's like, do not text your ex. Don't fall for it. I feel like all year, it's been something
technology
that energetically has been spinning the block.
Let me take a look one more time.
You know how many times we've had conversations, we're like, I thought I was done with this. It comes right back up. But I feel like at this moment, so look, if you are one of these people who feel like, what the hot to hoota is going on, WTF, like for real, in real life, know that you are not alone. You are not backsliding. That doesn't mean that you made a mistake. And you know, some people sometimes will get so caught up in our process and our journey when we feel like we make a decision that doesn't resonate with who we are at this point. Like, oh my God, I know better. We feel like we messed it all up. Like, man, I've been working so hard. And don't do that to yourself. Because what is happening truly, energetically, things are spinning a block on you because you are moving to another whole phase of your life. And it's like, let me get out the residue. It's like, you know, let me get the dirt underneath the nails. I need to make sure everything is clean and ready to go. So if there are things that are triggering you that you thought you were past, it's just yourself saying, let's get this out the way. Mm-hmm. So don't beat yourself up. You're not backsliding. You didn't mess it up. This is... And if it feels like it's back to back to back to back to back, you know what you need to know? That means you're doing something right. It's like, oh.
You've had that.
Oh, whoo!
You've had that. I've had some things that surface, and I'm like, I thought I got over this.
You're like,
this.
Wait a minute, hold on. What's happening
I thought
here?
I worked on this. But then I also feel like, okay, well, this is an opportunity for me to really make sure that I'm taking care of it, pull it up from the root, make sure that it's gone. But, yeah, that's been the block thing.
Spinning a block.
Yeah, no. No.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
So that means, so in terms of no planets in retrograde until April.
Freedom.
A little freedom. Okay. Again, it can make us, like I said, when things are in retrograde, it will make us revisit previous storylines, patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I spun the block. Like, yeah. But it's to show you, like, oh, I was, okay, I'm good. I'm right. I got what I, you know. So basically, here's what we're saying. From now until April 1st, since no planets will be in retrograde, just think you have no resistance.
None.
Y'all, full speed ahead. And
no
then
resistance.
We also know that the real new year, because obviously it aligns with when spring, the spring equinox is coming. I'm just saying.
Momentum. Use that momentum, y'all.
Use it. Again, leverage it for you. Use it to your advantage. That's all. Just tools. That's another tool for the toolkit. That's all we're saying. Right, real quick, you guys, before we... So I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. We have started to record some of our episodes, video record. And so make sure you follow us on YouTube at Two Queens and Crystal Things, correct? Yes. So we have put up all of our old episodes. So if you want everyone to go back and listen to it on YouTube. But now moving forward, we have started recording these episodes. You can, obviously, we will post this on Friday as we normally do. Today is the 7th, so it's Wednesday, so we'll post this on Friday. But please do check out our YouTube page, okay, guys? Follow, because, you know, you can check us out.
And subscribe.
Oh, wait, no, wait, one other thing.
And write us a review.
February 11th. You guys, we have been doing so many sound healing meditation workshops and stuff. It's been so fun. We got with the lovely ladies of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated for yes. Pink Goes Red, mm-hmm. and did a workshop with a chapter here in Chicago. And we have one coming up
Sunday,
thank you. A Galentine's event here in Chicago. We're going to post it on our IG page at Two Queens and Crystal Things and tag everyone who's involved. There's some lovely women who do like permanent jewelry. You know, they also do lashes and stuff, make women look fabulous. And we're going to be there to do, we're joining a lovely woman named Cynthia who is doing yoga. And we're going to do a sound bath. And Christy is going to bring some of her herbal goodies. Yeah, we all about this. So you got to come check it out. It will be on our IG page because I can't remember all of the details right now. I know it's 11 to 4. I just can't remember exactly where it is. But you'll see it on there. So please check us out at Two Queens Crystal Things. Check it out. Okay.
Yes.
So, Christy.
Yes, ma'am.
Honestly, keep it a buck out here. Y'all okay? Okay, y'all here. Okay, you see I asked. Is there anything moving forward that you really know is happening? I'm gonna take it collectively, not necessarily just you personally, but anything that is coming up or that is changing in the way that society is looking, that I don't want to say scares you, but gives you pause. Is there anything that you feel out there that you see happening in the collective that makes you kind of like, WTF is going on? And I can be WTF in a good way or a bad way. You know what I mean? Like, oh my goodness, what WTF? This is amazing. Or it can be WTF like, huh?
You know, I can actually, I think both sides. So I think collectively Ooh. What I see is like people really wanting to claim their sovereignty and yes. be... like create their own institutions. And I mean, I saw a family online that purchased all this land. They built houses on their land so that they could all be together. I mean, like I'm seeing more of those type of things, but then at the same time, AI is becoming used regularly. And I know that there are some people in the programming industry who really aren't sure where it's going to lead us. And I don't really look at things as being fearful, but it is just like, WTF. And like that movie, Leave the World Behind, have you seen that?
Yes.
That made me question like,
You know what I thought about? Okay, super strange.
About who produced it?
I want to know who wrote this.
But you know who produced it?
Who produced it? Okay, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, that's for Patreon. Y'all gonna have to pay for that because right there, no ma'am, you're not gonna cancel me. So check this out. I thought about how reliant we are on satellites, cloud-based information, everything. So you know, I have Christy knows. I have a little bit of a old soul. Not like I really do have an ancient soul. And so I was listening to some Nina Simone on my record player, and it clicked in my head that most of us have all of our music online. Mm-hmm. If I just want you guys to think about this for a minute. If the
zombie apocalypse.
Right. Now, what do they call it? If the Alex, what do they call it? The internet goes down, like
the grid.
The grid. If the grid goes down, we can't watch TV. You cannot listen to none of your music. You cannot, because who still has, how many people still have VCRs or what are those things we used to watch?
Record
Bluetooth.
Play?
Oh, wait, no, not Bluetooth. What are those things we would watch movies on?
DVDs.
Not a lot of people still have DVDs. Everything is streamed. You go on, you buy it, you store it someplace in the cloud because, you know, it's such a big file. What happens if the grid shuts down?
Well, I don't watch TV anyway, so.
But what, you know what I mean? But think about it. A lot of people.
The music thing, I would be sick. I would be hurt without my music.
Hello? No SoundCloud. None of these streaming services. Everything's gone.
Guess I'm just going to have to be singing.
That's why we got soundboards. I said, this is going to save some nice sound in my house.
Bing, 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 bing. Bing, bing. Wah,
wah. But, and a lot of people, even if you like to read, mm-hmm. like I do, a lot of people are reading books on.
See, I just can't. I like papers.
You already know.
Yeah, I like the paper. I love the smell of books.
Oh my goodness. But
yeah.
To me, when I think about what I don't want to say necessarily concerns me, but something that gave me pause was how reliant we are on other people for our own fulfillment. If the grid goes down, there are people in this world who have literally nothing that they can tangibly put in front of them that will help them get to a place that they need to get to, which is why conversations like this are so important. Because what we're saying is, hey, you all, while we have the energy, while you have the space, while you have the ability to access any knowledge you want to know, use it, integrate it into your life, because there will be a time when sometimes a grid will go down, and it's not going to be a forever thing. I'm not trying to be all like, oh, doomsday, but let's keep it a buck. We've already seen it happen. For real. Like, I'm not making this up. So if the grid goes down, prepare yourself. That's all I'm saying. Prepare yourself. And I would say, you know, get you a, what do they call those bags?
A bug out bag, because I bought a bug out bag.
Yeah, girl.
And a map.
Well, you already know I got an Alice. I love
because
a map.
You need, like, it's.
But people don't know how to get right. places, and that's
in
and
our
it's
cars,
not a judgment.
The navigation
this is how
system.
We are. You know, we talk about this new generation and their handwriting. They don't have to write anything. We had to, like, think about it. When you got in trouble when our age, when you got in trouble when you were a little kid, you had to write lines.
And
perfect. Yeah. You know what I mean? So there are things that were ingrained in us. That's not how these children are taught these days. That doesn't mean that our way is better, though their way is better. It's just the truth of what it is. So that gives me pause, because I'm worried about a generation that without the internet or connection to streaming services, they don't know what to do with themselves.
They would not know what to do with
so
themselves.
So basically we're saying, prep yourself. Don't
prepare
the others. Because it's about to be a PTO. No, y'all, I'm dead serious for real. So these conversations are important, because, you know, if the grid goes down, you can't go back and check up on Two Queens of Crystal things. Like, you know, let me listen to my girls real quick, pull up an episode to give me a little good vibe.
Nope.
You're not going to be able to do that, because you won't have necessarily access to it. So you guys, these are things that you need to... that need to stick with you. This isn't stick to the way you got it. It is, how do I integrate it into my life? What makes sense for me? Like, oh, that's cute. I like that. Like, no, that's not for me. That's the purpose of this. Because prepare yourself for your own spiritual journey. There should be nothing that happens that stops you from growing spiritually. I don't care what it is. What happens? Get your toolkit together.
Yeah.
Purge.
And honestly, I feel like everything that happens to us while on our journey is also there to prepare us to propel us forward. You know, mm-hmm. It helps us to grow. It helps us to, I mean, even the rough patches that we hit and encounter, those are also intentional too for our growth.
So let's get into our takeaway. What's your takeaway, Kirstie?
My takeaway is that this is, again, I honestly don't know how to emphasize this more. But now is the time to tap into that momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Use it to your benefit. If there's anything that you've been wanting to do, if there's anything that you haven't been doing, now is the time to do it. I just feel like now is the time to do it.
Do it.
What's just your takeaway?
Do it. Oh, okay, my takeaway. I think honestly, what I just said, prepare yourself for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare yourself to be able to give yourself what you need. Start to lean less on other people's validation, their thoughts, what they provide you in order to for you to feel fulfilled. Like, for real, my takeaway is to be diligent, intentional, real, 10 toes down, and understand who the hell you are and how you make yourself dope. Nobody else. That, like, for real.
Hello.
Okay. So, I was going to do a message of the day, but for the collective. But honestly, so much of what I talked about today was what I channeled earlier. So when I'm saying the takeaway is prepare yourself and about this grit, that was for a reason. You know, me and Christy aren't gatekeepers. I really feel like it's important for, and the more I can't even finish the sentence. The more I understand myself, the more I understand how important it is for every person on this planet to love themselves, to be so authentic to who they are. Because everything, remember, we talk about this all the time, girls, guys, everything is energy. So if you're in your authentic energy, that's what you are attracting. When you are faking or have a mask on sometimes, that you keep the bullshit coming to you. It's like, don't get mad at me. Like attracts like. It is what it is.
And there's this saying, you don't attract what you want. You attract who you are.
But can you say it one more time for the people in the back? These are real truths. This isn't, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't even know how to explain it. Everything that is in front of you, the people that are in front of you, know that you put them there. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad. I'm sorry.
And just like we were saying,
I know you ladies like to tussle. Don't get mad at me, but it's real.
But just like we were saying with the pebbles, like, mm-hmm. when you start to shift and change, other people evolve around you as well. It's kind of the same way too. If you're on some BS, I'm trying not to cuss. If you're on some BS,
that's so sweet.
But no, it's like, again, everything is energy. So that's why it's important for us to tune into our own energy, make sure that we're doing all the work. We are facing our shadows. We are constantly working on ourselves, because what we put out there, that karma, what we said earlier.
Absolutely. So this is you guys' homework.
Y'all got homework? They got temple work
today?
They
got some temple work. This is your temple work. Remember, this vessel, that this 3D body, our brains, all of this is truly just the unbelievably perfect and beautiful avatar that you chose to walk this life in. Someone respect
perfectly
it.
Beautiful.
But your homework is for all of those who are new and who have been listening since the beginning and still don't have a journal. If you don't get your a journal, and remember, think of your journal as your personal Bible. This is my code. This is how I talk to spirit. This is what I channel. This is what I know about myself. This is where your truths live. Your temple work is to get you one, because I promise you're going to need one, because there will be times where you need to remind yourself who you are,
mm-hmm.
and it's right there for you.
Get that journal, y'all. Don't have me upset.
I'm just saying, y'all. I'm trying to spread a little love out here. Okay, what's our crystal of the week?
The crystal of the week. We've talked about this.
Okay.
We've talked about this before. We've had this crystal featured before, but green aventurine, just because of the energy that is in the air that's happening. This is a really great crystal. It's associated with abundance and prosperity as well as luck. The element it's associated with is earth. The chakra is good for the heart. And, you know, working with Green Adventuring, I love this stone. It also is like, not only is it like a prosperity and a lucky stone, but it also feels like it feels kind of good. You know, it's like bubbly. But it
reminds me, green. Remember we talked when we did the numbers episode. Green Aventurine would be an 8 for me.
That is so interesting. That is so interesting. So this crystal, it enhances creativity, confidence. It instills leadership qualities. It's also good in attracting love and relationship opportunities into your life.
Come on now.
And it's also protects you from negative energy and blocks all of those who like to drain your energy. Mm-hmm. Energetic vampires. But this stone will help you to achieve your dreams and goals in 2024. So I thought this would be a really great crystal to bring back and to share.
And so, okay, real quick, just a little tip. If you have some green aventurine, citrine is also good for this. Especially this year, the prosperity corner of your home is the southeast corner. Wherever southeast is in your space, that's your prosperity space. If you have a green aventurine, once you have cleaned it and charged it, of course, put that in your put that in the southeast corner, wherever that is in your home. Find a space for it, and make sure you charge it with the intention that you are bringing the abundance and prosperity that you desire into your home. And just try it out, y'all. Because y'all know I got me a pyramid green aventurine in the southeast corner of my house. Think I'm playing.
You know she's not.
And you know I'm not.
And you know those pyramid crystals vibrate something amazing.
Girl, she has been on one, which made me, I don't know what made me go over there, but, you know, hey, I don't question it anymore. I think maybe it was for me to remind people and share just that little jewel, that little gem.
Yep.
Okay. So, wait, first of all, Miss Good Times, Good Friends, Miss Krishan, you see we finished. We have finished this bottle almost, and I guarantee this is going to get finished.
I guarantee.
I like the Pinot. It's
really
very
good.
Drinkable.
It is. It's good.
Nah, I'm hungry. All right, y'all. You know how this goes.
Yes, and don't forget to follow us on YouTube.
Yes.
Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe. Make sure that you review our posts. Make sure that you comment. We love to engage with you all. Make sure that you're following us on social media. Make sure you're following our personal pages. Make sure that you are following us everywhere and share the podcast. You know, share with other people that you think might want to hear this information, because again, as you begin to shift and evolve, so were the people around you. So thank you again.
Come on, you guys. And again, follow our IG page is Two Queens Crystal Things. Follow Christy at Christy R. Edwards and follow me at
Wings Unleashed 444.
And as always, light,
peace,
love,
and soul.
Bye, guys. We love you.
Bye.